The Foodie Guide to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party has been released, and they must have a lot of M&Ms left over from the Halloween parties. Disney Cruise Line starts sailing from a new port and a new continent, and the first gingerbread house has been seen on property. There's lots of news and discussion this week on episode 165 of the Mickey Fowl Podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to episode 165 of the Mickey Fowl Podcast. I'm Scott, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody.
Halloween's over.
Yes.
Except for Disney. There's still one more party left.
Yes. But I'm exhausted.
Yeah, it's been a long week. It was insane last night.
It was insane.
And it was insane before the sun went down, which is weird.
Yes. And I think it's because they were, you know, because school night, people are trying to.
Yeah, right. Probably.
You know, just. Yeah. It was, we had a lot of people.
Yeah. It was.
And went through a lot of candy.
I mean, everybody was super nice and.
Oh, yeah. There were some adorable costumes and funny costumes.
There were. So a friend of ours put in a group about what Disney costumes have you seen tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the obvious ones, Minnie Mouse and I don't remember what all.
Right.
I think there were like 10 on the list when I saw the post.
Mm-hmm.
I added 24 names to it. Now, it was probably cheating a little bit because they had lumped Star Wars all in as one thing, and I didn't do that with Marvel, and we saw a lot of Marvel.
Yes.
There were like 5 million Spider-Mans.
Oh, there were a ton.
And Elsas.
There were a lot of Elsas, a lot of Minnie Mouse.
A lot of Minnie Mouse. And a ton of Jack Skellingtons.
Yes. A ton of Jack Skellingtons.
Like every boy under 8 years old was Spider-Man or Jack Skellington.
Yes, but no Sally. I did not see one Sally last night.
So I think I was thinking back and I think there was actually like, I don't know if it was a mom or an older sister that I looked at her and I was like, okay, the costume looks familiar. I'm not sure what you are. And then looking back, I think it was Sally, but I'm not positive.
Yeah. I don't recall seeing it.
Especially as fast as they're coming, like,
yeah.
The kind of people will probably laugh at this, but I feel like there's a lot of the same vibe between Sally and Harley Quinn.
Yes.
At least, you know, when the line is coming through like super fast like it was last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not positive, but I think there was at least one Sally.
Yes.
So there were, I'll tell you what, there were a million Wednesdays too.
Oh, yes, there were.
And a couple, there was one that was the whole family.
Yeah. And they did Morticia, Gomez, yeah.
So.
And Pugsley, it was fantastic.
They were really good costumes.
They were, yes.
Like overall, they were really good costumes last night.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And now it's over.
And I'm almost done packing up.
I saw our friend Holly already had Mariah Carey show up on the radio this morning.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. In that few minutes where I actually looked at my phone today.
Yeah, holy cow.
I got to get out, you know, the inflatable turkey.
Yeah, so it's Christmas time. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Mm-hmm. So I only have two things to box up. And then everything else just gets put in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be filtering some more things out tomorrow or later today.
It's fine. So I guess with all that jibber jabber
about Halloween.
Yeah, time to move to Christmas.
Well, oh, well, do you want to tell people I did do a live? I'm not sure if everyone saw. I did a live when it was daylight and I did a live when it was dark. Of the yard.
Right.
So if you didn't get a chance to see it, go back and go look at it. I think it came out pretty cool.
Yeah, it did. I think. I only watched part of it.
But yeah.
It
so
did.
Would love people's feedback as far as the craziness that is our Halloween.
Halloween in Temple Terrace.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's do the news.
Okay.
Since it's Christmas.
So we're just completely skipping Thanksgiving? Is that what
apparently,
we're
doing? Like, apparently that's the deal. It's, I mean, I can skip ahead to one. The Jingle Cruise comes back November 3rd.
Well, usually it comes back the next day, so they must...
Yeah, no, they're slacking.
Yeah, they're slacking a day.
No, because I know, now, this was before COVID, because mm-hmm. that was the last time they did a Halloween party on November 1st.
Right.
We were there on November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't open because they used that queue as a trick-or-treating.
Right.
Where they were, not the queue, but like the area in front of the queue.
Right.
They used for trick-or-treating, which is good. I mean, it's a big area that you could fit a lot of people in.
Right. But on the 1st.
But that was on the 1st. The morning of the 2nd, we were there at like 9 a.m. and it was already the Jingle Cruise.
Right. But I believe that they had moved that trick-or-treat station on the 1st.
They had. They did not have trick-or-treating there on the 1st. That's true.
Right. So that means that they were doing it the night of the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be open on the 2nd. This time they're giving themselves another night, which yeah. is fine.
Yeah.
So that's one of the ones I love. And everybody does because it's always packed. So
it's cute.
It is. It's really good.
Yeah, it's very cute.
They do a very good job. So I'm excited for it.
Right.
The Foodie Guide to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is out.
Yep.
And they have, what, M&Ms on everything?
M&Ms galore. Holy cow.
So that's, they must have.
Very first thing here.
Yeah.
So this is funny. It's anti-gravity's very first picture on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-Gravity's Galactic Goodies, Reindeer Chow Sundae, Chocolate Soft Serve, Pretzels, Cereal, M&M's Chocolate Candies, and Hot Fudge.
That actually looks delicious.
It does, actually, and is available during the party and regular park hours.
All right, so I think I want to try that out.
Yeah. The other thing that sounds cute,
mm-hmm.
at first I was like, I don't know about this, but it actually sounds cute. The lump of coal in your stocking. It's cookies and cream milkshake topped with whipped cream, cookies and cream crumbles, and a chocolate donut hole.
Oh, so it's a donut hole, which is better
known
than a whole
throughout
donut.
Most of the world as a munchkin.
Right.
But thanks to Dunkin' Donuts' popularity.
Yes.
That is available only during the Christmas party.
That actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think you may be getting that.
Yeah, probably. I'm a big fan of cookies and cream.
I know like, you are.
They also have at the Cool Ship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in Tomorrowland, right? That's,
yes.
Is that the Joffrey's?
No. It's the other.
By the Joffrey's.
It's the other building basically right underneath the People Mover.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're going towards Space Mountain.
With the like misting station.
Yes.
Gotcha. They have the Magic Holiday Tree. It's coconut, pecans, and M&M chocolate candies. It's a theme this year. On a graham cracker crust, which is not a graham cracker crust. It is a graham cracker.
Right.
Like, cut like a Christmas tree.
Right.
I guess maybe looking at the picture, the coconut must be dyed green.
Yeah, it must
so be. So it's like covering the graham cracker and then it's got... maybe the pecans are like...
Oh, maybe they're...
Oh, they're like the sugar things, like, you know, and then there's like a red bow. And it's very cute. I'll probably get that too. I'm a big graham cracker dude, so...
Yeah, and that tart looks really good too, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's just a chocolate tart with peppermint ganache and topped with festive meringue. And the meringue is cool because it's like red and white striped. So
yeah.
Candy cane.
And it's a Casey's Corner.
Yeah, both of those two things are only at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
That is a shame.
Yeah. Cosmic Rays is changing things up a little.
They are. It's not a weird hamburger.
Right.
It's a holiday. Well, one of them's a weird hamburger, a really weird hamburger. They have a holiday pot roast melt.
Okay.
Slow-cooked beef on a thick toast with cheddar and provolone cheese and beef gravy. I guess they're tired of everybody leaving Disney and going to Wawa for the sandwich. So they're making their own. No cranberry sauce on it.
Right.
And no potatoes. But
right.
And then the holiday turkey burger. A turkey burger topped with traditional stuffing, provolone cheese, and cranberry chutney on a brioche bun. I don't know about that.
I don't know, but it's they're not doing a regular hamburger and making it funky colors.
Yeah, so, they're doing a turkey burger, yeah. Which, like, I'm not a turkey burger fan. There's no fat in it, right? So it's a very dry burger all the time.
Yes.
But maybe, you know, with the cranberry sauce and the stuffing.
Yeah, but that pot roast looks pretty good.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm glad they're changing it up a little. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Both of those also available only during the party.
Right.
The Friar's Nook has a holiday ham fried pie. Disney has gotten really big on the empanadas the last couple of holidays, and that's what this is. A flaky pastry filled with baked ham, candied sweet potatoes, and spiced pecans served with a pineapple glaze during the party.
Okay.
They also have Italian beef tots. So, tots. Potato barrels? No, tots is what they're calling it. Covered in slow-cooked beef, cheese curds, zesty giardiniera, and I have no idea what that is.
Sure either.
And pot roast gravy during the party.
That's interesting.
Golden Oak Outpost has an orange gingerbread shake that actually sounded gross, and then I read it. Orange cream slushy layered with gingerbread cookie crumbles and topped with whipped cream and gingerbread spice. It is funny because it's in Magic Kingdom that they specifically call out that it is a non-alcoholic beverage available only during Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And I hadn't even thought about it until I read that, and I was like, man, that would be delicious with a little kick to it.
Yes, it would.
The Main Street Bakery has yet another cinnamon roll.
Mm-hmm.
This one's red with green and red sprinkles and a mini bow.
Yep.
Very cute mailbox cake, though.
That is very cute.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Gingerbread cake layered with cream cheese frosting and dulce de leche ganache, topped with a gingerbread man chocolate piece. I don't see that anywhere on here.
I think it's the part that's laying over the top.
Maybe, but it's shaped like a mailbox and it's got like chocolate.
Yeah.
So it's got like a peppermint, like a candy cane that's like the flag for the mailbox. And
that is cute.
Yeah. So.
Might need to try that one.
Yeah, maybe. I'm undecided on it.
Yeah.
We're not reading everything, obviously, but Pecos Bill has a chicken tamale served Christmas style. That's in quotes, with mild red chili and green chili pumpkin seed sauce.
Oh, that's where the Christmas style comes from. Okay.
Cilantro rice, pinto beans, and queso fresco available during the party. Our friend Tony Ann will not be getting that.
No, she will not.
A chocolate eggnog reindeer, which is yet another tart with eggnog mousse and chocolate antlers. Okay.
I was okay until you said the eggnog.
This also worries me, this one.
Okay.
Orange cranberry pineapple punch with a hint of smoke from the fireplace.
Okay.
Pecos Bill is not smoking a drink like they do, you know, the old fashions at the bars and stuff. I mean, there's just no way they're doing that.
Right.
So it really terrifies me that they're going to put like the liquid smoke that they use to
make
barbecue flavor.
Yuck.
And ugh.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, I mean, it looks good, but I don't like to know more about the smoke.
Yeah. We'll find people that go before for reviews.
Yeah. Yeah. This is not pictured, so I don't really know what it is.
Yeah.
Sleepy Hollow never disappoints. They have a holiday waffle sundae, house-made red velvet waffle topped with M&M chocolate candies, peppermint ice cream, and hot fudge.
That actually looks pretty good.
Yeah. And they have the milk and cookies for Santa, which is brown sugar cookie topped with chocolate chip cookie dough mousse, milk mousse, and chocolate chip cookies.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Sounds a little heavy.
It sounds heavy, but also delicious. There's another drink. I'm not sure if this one, I don't know. I'm not sure if this is missing punctuation or if Sprite has a flavor out that I don't know about.
Okay.
But Sunshine Tree Terrace will have a cranberry citrus float with orange vanilla soft served twist. Orange vanilla soft serve. Oh, okay. That's the name. And then the description is orange vanilla soft serve twist with Sprite winter spiced cranberry and fruity boba pearls.
Actually, Sprite does have a winter cranberry. I just have not seen the spiced before.
You know, I knew Canada Dry, right? Mm-hmm. Does ginger ale and 7 Up.
Yes.
And they both have like the cranberry. Mm-hmm. So I guess Sprite
does do a winter cranberry only during winter.
Okay. Well, then there you go. That's what's in it.
And that's during regular hours too.
Yeah.
Which is
during
good.
The party and during regular hours.
That's interesting. I think I want to try that one.
By the way, the two things at Sleepy Hollow, only during the party.
Yes.
It sucks.
Bummer.
Yeah. What else? That's it. Basically. That's it for like really good looking stuff.
Yeah. They do have a hot cocoa churro.
Yeah. Churro rolled in hot cocoa powder and topped with marshmallows and peppermint candy pieces. So I am going to admit that when I was a kid, like any of the Swiss Miss packet that did not get in the cup, mm-hmm. like I'd end up with a mouthful of Swiss Miss. So I'm kind of into this rolled in hot cocoa powder.
Yes. Thing. And that is available during party and regular party. Hours. So yeah, we'll try it.
Both at outdoor vending locations near Cinderella Castle.
Okay, so basically carts, the popcorn and other cart, yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, and then they do tell you not to miss the fun for the event-exclusive photo opportunities all around Magic Kingdom, mm-hmm. including many holly jolly magic shots worthy of a Christmas card.
Aw.
Yeah.
They do a really good job, not just at Magic, but all around all the parks. They do a really nice job with Christmas stuff, especially Hollywood Studios.
You know, speaking of things they do a really nice job of. Mm-hmm. So a couple of weeks ago, we forgot to even talk about this, but when we were at Disney Springs 2 weekends ago, right? Mm-hmm. We went into the PhotoPass place and did like a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. You know, not anything official.
Right.
But had our picture made. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them. I haven't even looked.
Oh, no, you looked at the Haunted Mansion one.
Oh, I guess. Okay, I think I did.
Yeah.
Look at the Haunted Mansion ones. Okay. I don't remember.
Yeah, but they do a really good job.
Yeah.
They take your time and have you get at the right angle, so it's not like they're just trying to rush you through.
Yeah, and the dude that was taking our picture at the Haunted Mansion place, got behind a bush and he was cool.
Yeah, so it's like looking through the bushes at you. It's really neat.
So it was very cool and included in your
photo passes,
memory maker or whatever, if you have that. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. And then the first stop was like, here, stand here, you know, and do a couple of
poses,
magic shot poses. Mm-hmm. And then they put like random backdrops behind you.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I know we got, I do know that we got the Haunted,
Sleepy Hollow,
Headless Horseman one.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I don't remember what the other one was.
Right. But it was cool.
I know. It was so, me. So I'm
we
sure
forgot to talk about it.
I know. Because we decided, we're like, oh, here, let's go in there. And
we have time to kill, and there was no line. We were coming out of whatever the store is that walks you into it. That's where the pet stuff is, right?
Sure. No, it was before I can't remember.
Wasn't that like the other end of like where you go through and they have all the pet stuff in the co-op there, right? Am I wrong about that?
It's before you get to the co-op.
Oh, no. It was when we went out of the fancy place with all the crystal.
Oh, the Aruba Brothers.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So.
Because we'd picked up those DVC glasses.
Yeah. So it was very cool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I did too.
Need to look at the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Okay. That's a long time of talking about food at
I know, but I think parties, the Christmas party and stuff, they do neat stuff for that. So
they do.
Yeah.
And the party starts a week from tomorrow. So Thursday the 9th.
Yeah.
Already. It's already ready already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So moving along.
All right. The U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds flew over Walt Disney World on October 30th. Walt Disney World is hosting a flyover for both Magic Kingdom and Epcot by the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds flight demonstrating team on Monday, October 30th. The Thunderbirds' flight path will take them over Cinderella's Castle and Spaceship Earth. The demonstration is expected to begin at 10:30 a.m., weather-dependent, and will last approximately 5 minutes.
Yeah, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
First time they'd ever done both parks.
Oh, that is very cool.
That's what I read.
Yeah, usually it just goes over, most of the time, Cinderella's Castle. They did, on a Veterans Day, go over Spaceship Earth one time.
Yeah. Apparently it is Veteran and Military Family Month, I think, is what I saw.
Yes, for November. So they were doing it ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is very cool.
Right.
Disney Cruise Line marked another milestone on October 28th when the Disney Wonder set sail from the shores of Australia for the first time ever, embarking on an inaugural Disney Magic at Sea cruise for families in Australia and New Zealand. These two-night to six-night special Disney cruise sailings continue through February of 2024 and allow guests to experience the magic of Disney right in their backyard, with cruises departing from four different home ports: Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Australia, and Auckland, New Zealand.
Okay, so it's funny because they're talking about the first time ever, and then it says we're excited about the return. Oh, I see what they're saying. So they're excited about the return of Disney Cruise Line to Australia and New Zealand in the fall of 2024 for a second season of vacations. So I have a question.
Yes.
All right, so then it says with departures running from October 2024 to February 2025.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually pretty cool. On its way back to Australia, the Wonder will first embark on a set of bucket list itineraries sailing from Vancouver to Honolulu in late September, stopping on Kauai, Maui, Hawaii, and Oahu. Okay. From Hawaii, they'll set sail on a trans-Pacific voyage to Sydney that will visit destinations such as Fiji, the Americas, Samoa, and New Caledonia.
That's really
Here's
cool.
Here's my question, though.
Yeah.
So they say they're returning in fall to Australia, which is October to February. Isn't that spring?
It's different down. It's opposite. Yeah.
So wouldn't that be spring?
Yeah.
For them? Or do they call it fall even though it's like leading into their summer?
I
don't know the answer to that.
Right.
I'm just curious. Like,
unless they're trying to put it in perspective of it leaving, you know, from when you're booking.
For U.S. people, I guess.
But yeah.
I read it and I'm like, wait a second. Like, isn't there fall like March?
Yeah. I don't know, but it's still very cool.
It is. It's super cool.
Yeah. I know. It'd be a really cool trip to be able to go on.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
It would be a forever trip because it would.
Yeah.
So, and I guess the Vancouver to Hawaii is one cruise mm-hmm. and then Hawaii to
right.
Australia is another cruise.
Right.
But Disney's Magnolia Golf Course will be reopening Wednesday, February 15th with 18 holes. Nice. Finally.
Nice.
It's going to be for a while a par 70 because holes 15 and 16 are still going to be shortened while construction continues.
No, but at least it's an 18 hole course again.
Yeah, it's been 14.
Right.
Which is like a weird, like, I don't know. Let me just play the same nine holes twice or something.
Right.
During this time, there will be a 15% discount off applicable greens fees applied at check-in.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, it is good.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, I mean, you know, they're only taking two strokes off par, but they're giving you 15%.
Yeah. So. Pretty cool.
Uh-huh. It's a cool golf course.
It really is.
So, a lot of turkeys.
Yeah. And they're big.
I mean, for Florida turkeys.
Yeah. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny will be available to stream exclusively on Disney Plus starting on December 1st. On the same day, Disney Plus will release the documentary Timeless Heroes, Indiana Jones and Harrison Ford. Do you know anything about that? Because I don't.
About what? The movie?
The documentary.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a thing about Indiana Jones and Harrison Ford. I don't know. Well,
I wasn't sure because I've been out of the loop for the past few days.
The article that I saw didn't really say much about it.
Oh, okay.
It was more about, and we'll be releasing it on DVD and Blu-ray on like the 5th.
Oh, okay.
With some pretty cool special features, it looks like. So that's kind of neat.
That's neat.
Why is this movie like coming out so late?
I don't know.
It was released in theaters before Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Like well before Haunted Mansion.
Unless maybe they were trying to time all this stuff together. The documentary maybe?
I mean, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know. I guess I've been getting like promo things about, you know, coming soon or whatever on the Fire Stick. So I didn't really pay attention that it isn't already out.
Yeah.
But that one's a long time. Like, I want to say it was in theaters the same time as maybe Guardians.
I think so.
Which is already on Disney Plus. Haunted Mansion for sure was after it, which is already on Disney Plus. So I don't know why this one took so long.
Yeah. I don't know either.
But I guess I'll finally get to see it.
Yeah. Asha from Disney's Wish now has a meet and greet at Epcot starting November 1st and will appear at Disneyland starting on November 22nd.
I hope this is the biggest Disney movie ever. Because they have been pushing this movie.
They really have.
For like a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even out yet.
Right.
So she's meeting people at Epcot in the gazebo by where the World Showcase starts, like across from the stores, where Pluto has been.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's where she is.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And apparently they're releasing, so this is why, I mean, this movie's like not out yet. They're releasing a song every Wednesday until it releases.
Really?
Yeah. So they're on, I think it's the second song was today.
Yeah, because I do remember hearing the first song. Yeah.
I haven't.
I don't know what it is. I just remember hearing Wish or it showed up on my phone or whatever.
Yeah. And every song that I have listened to for the last month has basically been for school.
Yeah. So. It's only because in the driving part, it showed up.
In fact, as we're recording this, I have the list of the songs I'm supposed to listen to for my assignment due on Friday.
Right.
So, which includes Pink Floyd, Boogie Nights by, that's Shine On You Crazy Diamond. By the way, that's a 13-minute song in five parts. Boogie Nights by Heatwave. Driven to Tears, Don't Stand So Close to Me, Should I... Driven to Tears, Don't Stand So Close to Me, Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic, and Wrap Around Your Finger by The Police.
Okay.
Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash, New World Man by Rush, Chop Suey from System of a Down, and for a little variety, Harlem Shake.
Okay.
Yeah. Anywho.
And construction has begun on the 2023 Gingerbread House at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa.
You know, I know that they start Christmas already. In fact, I feel like there was some stuff being seen already on, like, Monday. Yeah, weren't they doing something in Hollywood Studios the other day?
I'm not sure.
But no.
Oh, they put the stars up, but they always put the stars up on Sunset.
Yeah.
Because they're not Christmas. They put this, just the stars part up. Okay. Then they add the other part.
Okay. Yeah. Well, right. Right. But so I know it's, you know, Christmas.
Right.
But for some reason, when I was looking at everything, what really hit me was that the gingerbread house has already started.
Yeah. Well, that one takes a... It takes a couple weeks for it
to build. It's like super cool. This one's going to be a Victorian house. Like,
yeah.
It's a super cool looking, what they've got up so far. Mm-hmm. Super cool looking house.
And just for reference, that gingerbread house has been a tradition there at the resort since 1999.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
24 years.
Mm-hmm. So,
By the way, all right, so... We're going to get to it in a minute. But I was looking on the DVC site because of the hoop-de-doo thing that's coming up.
Yep.
And so they had a list of, like, you know, things, benefits for members, right?
Okay.
One is 10% off at 1900 Park Fair. So I got a little excited about that. And then I clicked on it, and it's like, temporarily unavailable. Click here for information about Disney's phased reopening. And I was like, you guys know it's been 3.5 years since the closure.
Right.
Like, we're no longer at phased reopening.
Right.
Or shouldn't be. I mean, it's been 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, is hard to believe.
That is hard to believe, actually.
But... It's been 3.5 years. Like, it's time for things to that are going to be reopened, to be reopened.
Correct.
Disney.
Correct.
That's my rant for 1900 Park Fair.
Okay.
I don't really care if it reopens or not. I know where to get the strawberry soup now. So, whatever.
True.
Reopen, don't reopen, who cares? That's not true, but...
Yeah, I know. At least two cabins have already been removed from Fort Wilderness.
Yeah, and I don't know why that surprises me, because aren't the new ones supposed to be in there in like a few months?
Yeah.
But apparently, credit where credit's due, WDWNT was there for the Halloween golf cart parade and went by two empty campsites. Not campsites, but cabin sites.
Yeah.
Pictures included, by the way.
Okay. Well, then, but, you know, then you know it's real.
Yeah. But you know what got me is, like, I didn't pay any attention. Like, people can make reservations for those, like, pretty long in advance, right? Mm-hmm. When did Disney decide to do this? They would have had to have at some point stopped taking reservations for them.
You would think so.
Unless they, like, were just like, whatever, we'll just put people in, you know, the poly or whatever.
Right.
If they booked it. But
if they wanted to actually be in the cabin.
Look, I mean, if you get a room at the poly or contemporary or, for that matter, French Quarter instead of the cabin, I think you're okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
The first and last nights of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party have been sold out. So it took a little while.
I was just going to say, That seems like the Halloween parties started selling out like in days.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had our tickets for this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like probably 2 months.
Yeah.
So surprising. And these both sold out like within the last 4 or 5 days.
Yeah. It wasn't like they sold out.
Mm-mm. The first night sold out a few days ago and the last night sold out like maybe yesterday.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They're, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Is it significant? I don't remember. Is it significantly more than the Halloween party? I don't think it is.
I can't remember.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's significant, like double or anything. You right. know, so I don't think that's what held people away. I don't right. know.
We'll see.
This is very cool because we're going to be there on the 4th.
Okay. However, it's cool that we're going to be there, but it's also wine and dine weekend. So Walt Disney World's testing fireworks for Luminous November 1st and November 4th from 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. And that is the night of the 4th is the night of going into the half marathon.
Yeah. So what does that have to do with us seeing the fireworks?
No, but the people who are sleeping around there that are involved in wine and dine, they're going to hear the fireworks later than normal. But I think it's cool that we're going to see it.
No, I get that. But, you know.
No, I think it's cool that we get to see it. So we'll purposely be out looking for it.
Yeah. What time does Jelly Rolls close?
What time does what?
Jelly Rolls close.
I don't know.
Look that up too.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Might actually do that.
I think we should.
That's it for regular news. So DVC stuff. Here's that super disappointing Disney Vacation Club Hoop-Dee-Doo Holidays. Now, this is ridiculous. I love boilerplate language.
Yes.
Right? When you just take the same thing and change the details.
Mm-hmm.
Which every Disney news site does. This happened to be on the DVC site, but on select nights in November and December, eligible Disney Vacation Club members are invited to celebrate the holidays in true pioneer fashion at Disney Vacation Club Hoop-Dee-Doo Holidays. Say howdy to a festive music and comedy review and fantastic feast among your fellow members, plus enjoy a member-exclusive pre-show and keepsake to commemorate your evening. Bookings opened today, November 1st.
Yep.
Event dates, Tuesday, November 28th, Tuesday, December 12th.
Two whole days.
That's it.
That's it. And it's only the two early shows.
Showtime, not even the two early shows. Showtimes are 4 and 6:15.
Right.
That's before the early shows, mm-hmm. right? At least one is. So I guess they're doing three shows that night, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Disney Vacation Club members who are eligible for membership extras may attend the event. A member can attend and bring up to 11 additional guests per membership for a total of 12.
That's a ton.
Yes. Call member services to book. And pricing, $79 per person, per adult, $49 per child for category one. That's the really good seats downstairs where your chances of being called on stage are pretty high.
Yeah.
Category two is $74 per adult, $45 per child. Those are the ones like under the balcony, but still on the first floor. And then the balcony upper level, $71 per adult, $44 per child.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. As of about 45 minutes ago, maybe 50.
Yep.
They're all sold out.
Both days.
All four shows.
Yes. And when I asked for the second date, she goes, well, the other alternative is a date that they don't have this event on. I'm like,
why we were calling. Like, what? And we called late.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't really pay attention. We knew this was coming, but we didn't pay attention to that it was the first.
No. Otherwise, I would have called this morning.
Yeah. And not the biggest deal in the world. I mean, honestly. It would have been nice, but it's also a Tuesday. We have to be at work the next day. Not that you do the even the 6:15 one, you're out by 8 o'clock and you
right.
are home by 9:30.
Right.
They did tell us, you know, keep calling back to check.
Yes.
But sold out on the same day. Shocking.
Yeah.
It's only 4 shows. I can't believe it's only 4 shows.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
That surprised me that it's only 4 shows.
The week after Thanksgiving, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Right. And then and, 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah. 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 13 days whatever, yeah. before Christmas.
Right.
Anyway, all sold out.
I'll keep trying though.
Yeah. Scott Gustin.
Scott on Scott. You haven't done Scott on Scott in a while.
We didn't do it last week. We may have done it before. I think we did it the week before. Maybe not. Been busy.
Very busy.
Officially released by the Walt Disney Company. Mm-hmm. The Walt Disney Company announced today that it will acquire the 33% stake in Hulu held by Comcast for approximately $8.61 billion.
Hmm.
Yeah. So.
So Disney is now owning Hulu.
All of it. Right. Which they own 2/3 of anyway. But now they will own the other third.
Wow.
So. Which, I mean, of course, they've already announced that Disney Plus and Hulu are going to be kind of rolled together and, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, no big shocker there.
Right.
And there is like zero NBC content on Hulu anyway. Like next to zero, you know.
Right.
Anyway, so that's officially going to be a thing. They expect that the purchase should be completed, during the 2024 calendar year.
Okay.
So calendar year, which gives them all the way to December, not October, but.
Right.
So anyway, that's actually big news.
That is big news.
Let's see. There were a couple other things. Air Alaska has a new Mickey and Minnie and
it's really cute.
Donald and all plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is cute.
Yes.
Not Disney related, but Six Flags is nearing a deal to merge with Cedar Fair Entertainment, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Oh.
Could be announced as early as Thursday when Cedar Fair reports quarterly earnings.
Wow.
So yeah. They say merger, so who knows who the boss is gonna be.
Right.
And kind of, oh.
Yeah, I saw
they had to evacuate people off the monorail yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
By Epcot. Right. So it got a flat tire.
Oh, it did?
It got a flat tire. Reedy Creek and Orange County Fire Departments responded and evacuated people from it for a flat tire.
Wow.
So I love the monorail. But you know what? If a bus gets a flat tire...
Yeah, they like, just changed tires.
Stuck there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Although, like, it would have been cool to be evacuated.
Yeah.
Although, you know how long it must take to evacuate a whole monorail?
Oh, yeah.
In that scissor lift? Yeah. Ugh. Miserable.
Yeah.
Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Stinky monorail. Eek.
Eek.
Pass on that. And, Disneyland announced, the Halloween half marathon weekend in September of 2024. By the way, Club Run Disney registration starts February 6th. General registration, February 13th. The race weekend will be September 5th through the 8th.
Okay.
Why don't they call it Oktoberfest, which is more accurate?
Right.
At least closer to accurate than Halloween. But here's the thing. So, like, I saw a post on Facebook, somebody going, why does it have to be Halloween themed? Because it's right.
During Halloween season?
Right in the middle of the Oogie Boogie parties?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Matthew Perry.
I know. It's so sad.
This whole, here, this thing that started on the 28th or 27th or whatever, with the projection mapping on Space Mountain in Disneyland, had better get here.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
That's amazing.
Plus, why don't you, also do that on Tron and make it like all one big thing? That would be awesome.
Oh, that would be very cool.
Free, suggestion there.
Yeah.
Inside Out 2 will be the next Pixar film released June 14th, 2024.
Okay. We should probably watch the first one.
Probably. Probably. At some point. And we are like way behind on Loki, but apparently episode 4 was fantastic from everything I'm hearing. Or reading, actually. Okay. I don't know. We watched the first, whatever it was, one or two, and then kind of forgot about it.
Well, we got busy.
We have been busy, that's for sure.
Yes.
That's all I got.
That's all I got.
And that's 50 minutes. I think we're good.
Cool.
The new Adventureland treehouse?
Looks amazing.
Looks super cool, right?
Super amazing.
Reopening at Disneyland Park officially on November 10th.
Yep.
But it is awesome looking.
I know. Now we got to go to Disneyland.
I'm not going for that. And by the way, they say you're going to have whatever they call the Fast Pass. No. They have a Magic Key preview coming up. That's what it was.
Okay.
Tokyo, you're going to have like a paid fast pass for, or at least a fast pass to see Mickey.
Wow.
We have to go on the treasure.
Yeah.
They are going to have super cool merchandise at the Haunted Mansion parlor.
Yeah, I know.
On that boat.
What, a music box? A
who knows what. A music box, a sculpting mug, a mirror, and a mantle clock. That's the mirror with the hitchhiking ghost appearing in it.
That's the mug.
The mug, I don't know about the mug.
Yeah. Oh, the music box is really cool.
Music box is cool. I wish the eyes moved.
That would be very cool.
The mantle clock. So I have to say, none of it, other than that, having 13.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the top of the clock. It is actually the top of the clock.
Yeah. The music box is definite. I want the mirror is pretty cool.
Yeah. So we need to go book a trip on the treasure. Anywho, that can't be seasonal merchandise. That seems like stuff that'll be around for a bit.
Well, because it's associated with the parlor.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, that's going to wrap us up. Thanks again, everyone, for downloading and listening to us. Mm-hmm. I always want to say like tuning in, but you don't do that anymore. So downloading and listening.
Yes.
Podcast obviously available wherever you find podcasts. That's for all the people sitting next to you in the crowded bus that are listening to the podcast because you're playing it, you know, on a Bluetooth speaker. So people will hear us. Facebook group is the Mickey File Improvement District. Instagram, we are Mickey File _podcast. And our Gmail address is Mickey File Podcast, all one word, @gmail.com. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.